This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here on a Sunday with you, Jordana. We love these episodes, right?
We love them. I'm excited about this one's out July 11th. Great.
We
great
love
Sunday.
July 11th. Yeah. It's our favorite day. It's unlike February 21st, which is the worst day of the year. My birthday.
Oh my God. That episode.
I'll never
was
let you forget
something.
It.
Wow.
Listen, mean, listen,
it's
people.
So far from that date.
It is so far. So, people, we love these Sunday specials. We want you to share them. These are great episodes to give to a friend because it's a little pocket sized, fun sized version of this show. So, tag a friend, share, as we always ask. And that's a really, you know, that's the way we love people to find out about us. A friend being like, I got the podcast for you. So let people know and keep sending in your screenshots because we got a good one in front of us. UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. And also, you up with benefits. People, the streets are talking. People, it's a buzzing with you up with benefits. It's for $3 a month. You get the episode a day early with no ads and two extra bonus episodes a month. So great.
How lucky are you?
Good for you. So let's do the email, Dre. You ready?
Yeah, let's just get right into it. Okay.
Let's get into it.
Hi, J&J, longtime listener and big time fan. I'll get right into it. I've been seeing a guy for 2 months, long distance, 2 hours away, but talking every day and driving down every week to see each other. Sometimes twice a week. He has had a plan to move 6 hours away in the fall the entire time we've been hanging out, so I'd always hoped to keep it casual, but I caught feels. This past weekend, I decided to tell him that I had, and he froze up. The next morning, as I was leaving, I told him I couldn't keep doing this as I didn't want to get hurt when he left, and he tried to convince me not to end it. Once home, we exchanged these texts. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm him, you're her, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Hope you got home okay.
Yeah, I did.
Let me just tell the listeners, when you write hope you got home okay, and then it's a literal screen long blue text, or text, a screen long gray text from his perspective, you're like, oh, here we go.
There's nothing worse than like, you're just going about your day and then you get a long ass text.
Okay. You can see when people get it. They like look at their phone. You're like, you just see them like collapse. They're just like, oh God, they just, I got to put this away.
Right. Hey, yeah, I did. I got a speeding ticket again though. Ha ha. How many speeding tickets is this person getting? That was like a little too casual of a way for her to say that she got another speeding ticket.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm horribly in debt through with the city.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, LOL. But I mean, can you imagine you're doing long distance 2 hours away? I guess like you're just driving back and forth. Like this is
right. You've got. I mean, if every 10 miles probably like saves a massive amount of time from your week if you're doing this drive every mm-hmm. day, every 10 miles over the speed limit. Anyway, she got another speeding ticket.
LOL.
I feel like I had a good amount of time to think on the way home today as I was speeding. I said that. She didn't say that. And I just need to reiterate what we talked about to feel like it's all out on the table. I felt like I told you I had feelings for you and you weren't able to reciprocate how I said I felt. And when I mentioned your move and you wanting to meet new people, you also didn't shut down that you were looking to date once you got out there. I've always understood what the move to blank was for. Was for you, but I think with how close we've gotten, I was looking for some sort of reassurance from you that this was something you'd want to commit to in some sort of way. This hasn't felt casual to me for a couple of weeks now, and knowing that you just want to hang out for the summer and then meet new people once you move doesn't sit right with me. And for that reason, I don't know. I know I can't keep doing this.
Can you call me back when you get a chance? I did some thinking and I have some things that I'd like to say as well.
Not something you feel like you can text?
I'm writing out a novel right now. Ha ha. Can you call me after you read it? I want to talk it over with you.
I can do that, yeah.
Okay, here's his novel. I've done some things.
Yeah.
And begin saga. I have done some thinking too. To be honest, when you brought that up last night, I was caught off guard. I knew we needed to have the conversation. I just wasn't expecting it to be then. My mind has been on other things lately, and I feel guilty that I have been giving you and our situation more. And I feel guilty that I haven't been giving you and our situation more attention. When you told me how you felt last night, I truthfully did not know what to say. We have been hanging out quite a bit, and I love spending time with you, but I hadn't really given how I feel about you a lot of thought, and I'm sorry for that. We were hanging out, and I was enjoying every minute of it and didn't think it would end, but I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't have feelings for you as well. With everything that's going on in your fam and your mom asking questions about me, it kind of freaked me out, and I started to feel like maybe you have stronger feelings than I thought. I like you, no doubts about it. I wouldn't be investing so much time with you if I didn't, and I don't know where that's going to lead. Love spending time with you, and it hurts to think that we won't be doing it anymore because I'm leaving. Maybe that's just me being selfish, but it doesn't feel good to see you sad and knowing that I'm the one causing it. With the whole blank thing and you, I've kind of had one foot in, one foot out. So with the whole move thing is basically what he's talking
right.
about. I've had one foot in, one foot out. My plan was to move to blank and be single and enjoy my last summer in blank. He writes, don't want to stop seeing you just because we think there is an expiration date, because there really isn't. I don't think you're just a summer fling, and I don't want you to think that either. I wouldn't drive 2 hours just for anyone. I felt weird all day on how I reacted to our convo last night, and I'm sorry for that. I just needed some time to think, but yeah, those are my answers to your questions. Ha ha. Sorry, I couldn't formulate a thought last night.
I think your reply kind of highlights the issue that's still there. You like me, but you have no idea what you want.
So that's the end of their conversation.
That's the end of their text. He then called me to talk, and we discussed our feelings for an hour and decided that we both felt feelings for each other and didn't want it to end. I felt way more at ease with things and wanted to trust him. Fast forward to tonight, he just arrived in the city he'll be living in this fall to check out apartments, and I had a gut feeling to re-download Tinder and change my location to said city. Within the first 10 swipes, his face pops up with a recently active underneath. I felt sick. Do I have grounds to be angry? We haven't talked labels, but after the way we ended the feelings chat, I thought we were in a different place. Where do I go from here? He's supposed to be staying at mine Monday on his way back home from house shopping in the new city, and we've been going raw for weeks. Let him come over, but make him wrap it up. Don't let him come over. Ask him if he's still using Tinder. Am I overthinking this all? Is it harmless? Sincerely, fuck feelings.
I love that she went straight to, like, the condom, like yeah. She's like, I got my way to the conversation. Like, the condom is a device,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like,
she isn't
wrong, you know. But it's hilarious that she's like, and, like,
well,
this
now
is what
I
people
have,
do
right.
when
she's
they
like,
want
to. Now I have a medical reason to bring this up.
Exactly, and it's funny when people do this. They go, "How do you make it more dramatic?" You go, "You're messing with my health."
Health.
And it's like, you know, like, it's like, no, you have an issue with a guy who doesn't want, like. I also
the
love the issue is you are in an undefined relationship. Like, the devil works hard.
Well, one person wants more.
Yeah, the Sorry. Devil works hard, but a person in an undefined relationship works even harder. Like she went on Tinder in the city he's visiting.
Oh my God! I mean, within the first 10 swipes, he must be constantly on it.
just a new face in town. Hey, everybody! Yeah,
I feel bad for her. This, she's got to end it.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my
my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing. And I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today. In the office, I'm wearing their jeans. They also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail. A classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love. For sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
This guy, I mean, he's, I think she did everything right. And when she wrote in this, she even had a right response to his long paragraph, which was, again, she like basically just saw, cuts right through it and was like, you're still saying the same thing just in a longer, more winded way, like with like some nice things peppered in. But like at the end of the day, she has to trust what he wrote, which is that he likes her. He likes hanging out with her, but he's not looking to date her. That's what I'm
saying. It's interesting that she then doesn't trust what he writes, because then he calls her to talk and discuss their feelings for an hour and decide that we both felt feelings for each other and didn't want it to end. And then she goes on Tinder in the new city and sees him, you know, waving to like all the single women. And it's like, now she's convinced. And it's like, yeah, I'm with you. They got to break up. The sad part about this is you have gotten to the end of the road together. Like, she felt that. She announced her feelings and the standard that she wanted him to meet. And he was like, no, I can meet you below the standard right here, but I can meet you at this standard. And now you have to let go of
that. I'm very, very happy to meet you at this standard. This standard that I've said is something I would love to do.
It's interesting.
And that's what I guess makes it supposedly like a little harder for her, because she's like, he's saying really nice things to me. He's saying he likes being with me. He's saying a lot of nice things, but he's not saying what you actually need him to say, which is that he wants to date you, which is what you want. So it's hard it's hard not to get distracted by all that shit.
But, totally.
You've got to she did a good job of like, you got to focus on the point at hand.
Yeah. And the point at hand is, I want this to be more, or I want you to be working towards it being more. It is interesting that he also wrote a lot of things that I've said about, like, the idea that they've been doing this for months with drives of 2 hours, and he says, I didn't even start thinking of this. I know that's
right?
Yeah, you said something, now I'm thinking, oh, we gotta think of this long term. Like, I don't want to say it's true, but I will say a lot of men aren't thinking, like, listen, you go on a first date. Guys are going on first dates to fuck. Women are going on first dates to get married. Like, you know, I don't think women would go on a lot of first dates with guys that they couldn't hypothetically imagine seeing a future with one day.
Totally.
And I think a lot of, you like, and I'm not even saying it has to be that deep. You look at their Instagram account, you go, good job, good family, I'm in. You know, the guy looks at your Instagram account and goes, you know, hot ass, great face, I'm in. You know what I mean? Like, it's and I know that sounds icky and I know that sounds horrible, but like the idea that he's like not thinking at all about their future and they're just like on this summer thing. Like, I think he doesn't think about them, but he knows that something has to happen at some point. He even admits to that in his text. So this is, to me, him escaping the prison and having the lights go on and him going, oh, I guess I got to talk about this now.
Right. I mean, the fact that he's on Tinder before he even moved, to me,
A conversation that they had about how much they cared about each other.
That's like, that would be very hurtful to me. That, I think, takes it a step further than like just guy who like wants a different thing. Like, you're already looking for new people when you're still seeing this person that you just had a conversation that you're like.
True.
And like, that to me makes, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part where it's like, you could do this. You could. All of his feelings are valid. That he like. It's totally okay to like decide you want to move somewhere else and meet new people and not be with the person that you were hooking up with all summer. But then don't tell her all that shit, or like wait till you get there and you break up to go on Tinder.
Well, you're right. That the part that's mean of him is to know someone is invested in you more than you're invested in them and keep them.
Right.
Like, he's keeping her, and he's
because it works for him.
He's keeping it because it works for him. He's being selfish, and he says, "I'm gonna." I know it might be selfish. No. You're being selfish right now by keeping this person, not by having your own feelings and wanting to explore, you know, other possibilities. Also, it's totally understandable to move to a new city and go, "I'm gonna like keep this. I'm staying away." But then to ask her to come back and at your terms when you know it disappoints her terms, that's right. Where it gets really
That's what using someone is. When you know exactly what they want, you know you have no desire to give it to them, and you want what you want from them, so you just keep doing it anyway. That to me is like a user.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And she did say it so well. Like you said that in the beginning, and I just want to like, her text is like, it's totally
exactly
in
what terms. She should have wrote. Yeah,
it's exactly. She's like, I'm feeling, I'm there, and she doesn't like accuse him of like leading her on to there, which I think is like a very adult way to be like, hey, here's where I'm at. But now that you've said that, you can't go back. You're always going to feel used because you are being used, as Jordana said.
Right. So I feel like there's no real choice but to end it. Plus, like, now you found out he's like a deceptive person who's like on this. You think she should mention the Tinder thing to her? I mean, if I were like, I can understand being her and being like, I'm going to sound like a lunatic when I say this, but
I wouldn't. Well,
I don't even think you need to, I don't really think you need to even say it to justify the breakup. But
if she says it,
like
it's going to. No, but if she says it, he's going to make, you know, that's where you get into this position of like gaslighting and someone like, you know, being, oh, you're crazy. Like he could do that and she could maybe, you know, none of us are beyond feeling badly, you know, like just like you said, like like anyone could think, well, I don't, maybe I was being a little, and it's like, we're telling you, you're not being crazy. You felt what you felt. You made your standard clear and he said no. So it's time to move on. And I don't know if telling him about the Tinder thing even like, I think that hurts you more than it helps. Like that just gets him to like know the lie he can tell.
Yeah. I don't even think it's necessary because you can break up with him without it. If he's like really pushing back, you could bring it up. But like, I don't think you need to start with it.
To me, the Tinder thing is the same as the condom thing. It's like, you know, like that's not the issue
here. Like, and the reason you downloaded Tinder to look at that area is because you knew that because there's something. I mean, like, it's funny, like every guy that I've dated that I knew I shouldn't have dated, like I always knew I don't necessarily even know that when you know, but I think when you know that it's like when it's not working, you know, more than you know, when it is working, you know. And I think this is one of those situations where it's like, if you felt the urge to re-download Tinder and change your location to the city that he was in, you have to look at yourself and say, I know that this isn't going to work out for me because this is what I'm doing.
Right.
And also, you want to be like, there's a sense of like, this is bringing out a side of me that isn't the side I like, the side that feels they need to re-download Tinder. And
it's really funny. It's really funny. It's like, if you want to know if you're in a bad relationship for you, then just say out loud the things that you're doing in the relationship. Like, just say out loud, I downloaded Tinder and changed the city to see if he was there, as if I was like checking in like a closet for a burglar. Like it's like, just
that
say it out loud.
Everything you need to know.
Totally. Listen, we solved dating again, Jordana.
We did it again. Look at us, midsummer, and we're already just, you know, swatting relationship problems away.
Keep sharing, keep spreading the word, keep sending your emails and your screenshots. UUP@betches.com.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to UUP@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.